Hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour Hustle podcast with our host, Kim Bodie.
I am absolutely thrilled to be chatting with you.
Principal and fearless leader of 834 Integrated Communication. On this podcast, you're going to learn a lot, like public relations, marketing, digital, and advertising.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Forgive us if you hear some dogs in the background. We are obsessed with them, and there is a medium-sized pack at the office at all times.
Fantastic.
So grab a glass of wine, preferably one with ice in it, and learn a little something today. Hi, hustlers. Welcome back to the Happy Hour Hustle podcast. It's Emma here, and we have yet another special guest, Loren.
Sorry, I didn't know if I was supposed to say my name or not. Yes, it's Loren. Hello, everybody.
I'm like, the accent has already slipped out, so get ready for a good time within this podcast. Loren, I'm so happy to have you sitting next to me. Here we are back on Happy Hour Hustle after our long sabbatical.
I'm happy to be here on the other side of the janky microphone.
Don't worry, y'all. We'll post a pic on social so you can see our current setup. But, Loren, let's break the ice a little bit. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which song from Phineas and Ferb is your favorite?
Dude, I just want everybody to know that I hated Phineas and Ferb. I never watched it. I only know a couple of songs. But I'm going to have to go with a classic. We're going to have to go with the OG Squirrels in My Pants.
Good song. Love it.
Okay, well, Emma, I wanted to also break the ice a bit and ask you a question. This one's a classic question, so sorry to be a little bit basic. But if you had to pick any celeb person to play you in your biopic, who would it be?
Easy. Emma Stone.
That's a good one.
Right?
That's a good one.
Right?
It makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah. I think, honestly, someone else in my life... I don't know if it was Kelsey. Someone else who I know said that exact same answer, and I was like, that's my answer too.
Take it back.
She's mine. But yeah, I love her. She's expressive. She's dramatic. She's funny. All of the things I want to be. Love her. Good question.
Of course.
So today we're super excited to get a little fun with our listeners. We're going to be talking about the Creston neighborhood highlights. Our favorite spots, our favorite places to go, eat, browse. You get the gist. We're going to get into it. So at the top of, I don't know about your list, Loren, but yeah, top of your list, top of mine, the combination of Kingma's and Sparrow's.
Match made in heaven.
Speechless.
Like, that's literally all I have to say, match made in heaven. We love a good Sparrow's run. We love a good just like... You're in the office for a little too long. You need a break. It's Sparrow's.
I'm nodding along.
And then for like a little lunchtime, little lunchy lunch, Kingma's. Like, it's a classic. That is literally all I have to say. Good coffee. The vibes are immaculate. Great place for lunch on the go, hanging out, or even just like doing your little Sunday grocery list. That's all we have to say.
100%. Well, I do have a few more things to say on that matter.
That's all I have to say.
Period. My first point is A, Sparrow's great quality coffee, first of all. Yummy. But also, the baristas at Sparrow's have stolen my heart. Every time I'm in there, I feel like I've made a new bestie. I love them.
A new barista crush.
Oh my gosh. Which leads me to my next point. If you're the cashier from Kingma's who's always talking Loren's ear off, she's taken. Talk to me instead. And special shout out to the turkey sandwich on a pretzel bun with mustard. Don't forget to grab the mustard pack. Top notch. Loren has seen it firsthand. I need it to get through my workday. And the gummy bears. Whew.
Literally blown away.
Blown away. So good. So if you couldn't tell... We do stan Kingma's over here. Sparrow's, you get the gist. Okay, Loren, what's our next Creston highlight?
Okay, so this is an 834 classic. We love a good Graydon's run.
Love.
We love a good Graydon's drink. We love a good Graydon's patio moment.
We love it there. Great atmosphere. Kind of, It has that homey vibe, but you're still like, OMG, I'm in GR. I'm in this cute little... I don't know if I would use cute to describe it.
No.
But it's still a vibe.
It's a vibe. Like, if you guys are in the area and you're looking for, like, a place to go to with, like, your family or, like, your friends just for a chill moment, like, you don't want a fussy moment, it's Graydon's.
Yeah. Start your night out there. Mm-hmm. End your night out there for all I care.
Honestly, for all we care.
Okay, so this next place... I've personally never been, but heard great things. So I'm going to let Loren take the lead on lions and rabbits.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say shout out to Hannah. She is the owner of Lions and Rabbits. She really is a force. Like, any little, like, art thing that you see within the Crescent neighborhood, Hannah has probably been integral in creating that or finding the people that are perfect to create that. The space is amazing. So they have their own gallery. They host events there. They let other people host events there. And then they also have like a hub of artists that go around the Grand Rapids community and just create super great photo ops also on the outside and inside alike.
Go check out Loren's Insta for some of those cute mural pics, because they're actually a serve.
True.
And also, all down Plainfield, the curb is painted different colors. I believe they were doing like a like real life life game at one point. The pops of color. We're so lucky to, I think, work and live so close to this area. Mm-hmm. So up and coming. I feel just proud to drive my family past the office and be like, look at everything cool that's around us. Like,
we love Crescent. Also, another good thing that Lions and Rabbits does is Crescent After Dark and just community events in general. So Crescent After Dark is like a bunch of artists come together and just have things up for sale. And then there's games and just like fun stuff to do as a community. Great. Love Lions and Rabbits. 10 out of 10.
They're doing the most and they're doing it well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one to satisfy everyone's sweet tooth is Mr. Frosty Boy. And listeners, I just have to tell you, so I just moved to Grand Rapids, and for a little treat, my roomie and I had to stop at Frosty Boy. And you know what I got? The Parent Trap Flurry, Oreos, peanut butter, perfection.
It is perfection, I'll be honest.
Have you gotten?
I have had a taste. I am a dairy-free girly. And you know what? If you are a dairy-free girly or a dairy-free they, them, non-binary individual, they have everything that you need. They're going to get you all set with that vegan soft serve. And it is a serve. It is a serve.
Serve, soft.
Yes. No, we love Frosty Boy. I definitely... ask my partner to take me to Frosty Boy every day. So
yes. Okay, next, Loren, I need you to break down the DAAC for me, please.
Of course. So the DAAC has newly returned to Grand Rapids, and they're an event space. So they host artists, general events, live music, art shows, and like little mixers. Great. Like located, I believe, close to Crimson Boutique, but they're great. The space is amazing. I know that one of my artist's friends just had their friend have a show at the DAAC, and it's a great space. Like, and the parking is pretty good too. Like, I know y'all have parking anxiety like myself, and so the parking will not deter you. There is a space for you to park any and everywhere.
That is so important for any place, because if you're not prepared with parking. If you're one of those people who doesn't think about parking before you go, I envy you.
I envy you.
And you're... Are you cuckoo or am I?
Are they. They.
The answer, they.
They. Oh my gosh, no. We are wrapping up this Crescent special with one that we should have honestly started off with. The Reservoir Lounge with those Cajun fritters.
Wow.
Deep
breath, big bite.
Literally, that is all we have to say. They definitely catered our Welcome to the Neighborhood event last fall. And can we just say that we're in love, because those Cajun fritters had us stuffed and ready to call it a night.
Yeah, Loren and I had a Ziploc baggie. You better bet.
You
full.
You better bet.
So
pack
good.
To the max, pack to the brim.
To the brim.
Okay, so Emma, just to kind of wrap up the convo about our fave Crescent places, what do you feel like your favorite Crescent place is off of the list? And honestly, I have a feeling ours is the same because you already know what's up. So I'm going to give us a little countdown.
Okay.
And let's see where we're at.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3.
Sparrows!
We already know.
We stan. We love. And yes, 834 team, if you're listening, Loren and I do go on a Sparrows run a few times a week.
A couple times a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have to do what we have to do. We have to be caffeinated and in a place as good and cute and perfect as Sparrows is.
Yeah, and honestly, Sparrows, if you're listening, sponsor us.
Well, listeners, this has been so fun getting to break Crescent down with Loren, and I'm so happy you were along to listen with us.
Yes, thank you for listening to us so much. So sorry for the slips into Britishism.
And the screaming.
Yeah.
And the fangirling. Yeah. Over all these lovely places in our neighborhood.
But rightfully so. We love it here.
Exactly.
And thank you for having us, Creston.
Yes. We are proud to be Creston residents. So with that, hustlers, catch you on the download. I need to stop saying you get the gist.
You get the gist. You know the vibes.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.